Thank you for calling. Please stay on the line and the next available representative will be with you momentarily.
This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Important to us. Please continue to remain on the line and the next available representative will be with you shortly.
We realize that your time is valuable. If you would like us to call you back without losing your place in line, please press 3.
Hey, Natavius.
Hello, sir.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing not okay.
Not okay? What's going on?
Yeah. Okay, I'm doing fine.
All right. Well, me and Miss Pam just wanted to talk to you about a couple of things real quick. Yep. So we just wanted to talk to you. Well, first, let's just go over the call that you listened to. What do you think that you did wrong?
Everything.
That's a fair assessment, yeah. So, so you definitely, I know we had talked before about, slowing down a little bit when you talk, because you do talk a little bit fast,
I've been trying. It's just
Yeah, and then the ones I've heard, other calls I've heard, you have slowed down some, so that's good. But
this call was before our call last week, wasn't it? I think it was,
I think we talked last on was on the 4th, so this call was from the 9th.
Okay.
Yeah, so it looks like that was it. But yeah, so we definitely can't.
No,
we
talked on the 10th.
It was the 10th?
Yeah, we talked on the 10th. I knew this call before.
Okay, so there was that on the 10th. I missed that one.
Hey, Nat, I'm not trying to interrupt Vince, but do you remember what you was taught in training about when you can address a customer about language?
Yes, it only would be if they've used foul language directed at you, like if they call you stupid or if they call you some other kind of word, and it's specifically directed towards you, then you can address them, and say, hey, please refrain from using that kind of language, otherwise I'd be forced to disconnect the call. Then if they use it again, then you would disconnect the call due to foul language. But otherwise, if they're just upset.
So if they just upset, yelling, we just got to listen to them. Yeah, we can't ask them to calm down.
Yeah.
We can't do that because then it's rude. Because that's what they want most is to be listened to.
Yep.
So when they're screaming like that, it's best not to say nothing. Just let them get through screaming. And then if they won't let you talk, wait, don't say anything. And then when they go, are you still there? Say, yes, sir, I'm still here. I was just giving you a chance to explain what's going on. Now that I know the issue, I can better assist you. But, yeah, they got every right to scream and holler. It's their money. They just can't abuse us.
Okay.
Yeah, because then, also when you're – telling them to calm down and, to stop and all that and everything like that, it is coming off as rude and being unprofessional. And, as you see from the call, it just kept escalating the whole situation. So it just made everything worse. So he fed off of that and escalated, which you then in turn fed off of, and it escalated again. So that's, you know, that's another reason why it's always best to just sit there, listen to them, let them get it all out, and then come back with, you know, I understand, you know, I understand you're frustrated. I'm more than happy to try to help you in every way that I can.
So yeah, way, since, you know, since we talked last time, that's, I've been making it like my job not to say calm down and not to yell at these folks, or just don't argue with them. I just be sitting there being quiet, and when they be not thinking I'm on the phone no more, then I start by talking.
Okay. Yeah, and that's good. And that's good. We definitely, you know, want to keep, you know, keep that up. But this call here was actually brought to the our attention from the client. He, you know, found this call because the customer was complaining, and you know, he brought this particular call to our attention. So that's why we're going over it here today. Another thing would be on the 14th, as well as the 15th, there were several calls. Let's see, on the 14th, there's one, two, three, four, five. There were six calls, and then on the 15th, there were a number of others where some of them weren't opened. You know, I checked the disconnect report, so it's basically a report that we get every day showing, you know, whenever an agent hits end call or dispositions the call when the customer hasn't hung up first. And so it looks like you've been, you know, hanging up on quite a few customers.
But it's not that it's not that I'm just hanging up. It's the fact that I think I told IT this, like my VPN keeps going in and out. Like it keeps going in and out. And I post that my VPN is out, and she was like, okay, we'll log back in, but it won't let me log back in. So I have to restart my whole computer. So I don't know what to do but to restart the computer. So my VPN,
right.
But today I got someone to come work on my Wi-Fi to see if that was a problem, but my Wi-Fi is fine. Like right now it's showing that my VPN is out.
Okay, yeah, and I mean I'm not sure, you know, as far as what's going on with that, but you know, I mean I checked you know, the IT chat, you know, and I don't see but just one post you know, about your VPN being in red, and then you were just advised to log in to the VPN.
Yeah, and that's just all I do. Every time it goes out, I just try to log back in and try to log back in because it goes out multiple times a day, and she was like, only thing you can do is log back in. So that's what I do, just try to log back in. If it don't let me do it, I just restart the computer and then log back in. I didn't know we're supposed to post every time. If they've already told us the answer to something, we got to keep posting it in there.
Yeah, so I would keep posting it, but you know, whether you're connected to the VPN or not, I mean, you'd still be able to take calls, you know, whether the VPN goes out or not.
But that's not what she told me. She told me I have to be on the VPN in order for my calls to be taken.
No, you have to be on the VPN so that the system is clear. But if you're on a call and the VPN goes out, that doesn't disconnect your call. These disconnects is where the button has literally been pushed to disconnect the call.
Okay.
VPN doesn't disconnect you from the call.
Okay.
All right. So we definitely, you know, we can't be, you know, disconnecting calls on customers. You know, that is a violation of ASK's call handling policy. So the only time that you could really, you know, hit end call or decision to call while customer is there is one, again, if they're using foul language towards you, directly towards you, and you've already warned them once, and they did it again, then you'd be able to disconnect the call. The only other time would be obviously if there's no one on the call, but you still would go through the disconnect, you know, protocol saying thanks for calling customer service two times. If no one has answered, then, you know, disconnecting call twice, and then you would, you know, end the call and move on to the next one. The only other time would be, like, if it's the end of the call, you said thanks for calling customer service, but they haven't disconnected, and you're just kind of sitting there. You would wait for 30 seconds, and then come back on the line and say, you know, hey, are you still there? Did you need more help? If they answer, they're usually like, oh, I forgot to hang up, whatever, whatever. And then they'll end the call. You know, you can just say, all right, well, thanks for calling customer service again, and see if they hang up. If they don't, then you would do that a second time. And then, you know, if they still fail to disconnect, then you would disconnect the line. But now, you know, some people, you know, I've had a couple of times where, like, one lady was washing dishes, somebody else was driving, and they couldn't, you know, physically get to the phone. You know, they're like, oh, I can't hang up, I'm driving, or I can't hang up, I'm washing dishes. So I was like, okay, well, would you like me to disconnect the line for you? And they said yes. But that'd be like the only times where you could. But we always want to wait for the customer to end the call. So we, you know, rarely, if ever, want to end the call.
So even if you, like, you just said your closing and anything, we still need to wait for them to hang up? Because I know sometimes if I do my closing, I just hang up because I didn't do my closing. So I still need to wait, too.
Yes, so we always wait for them to hang up. Because hitting that end call button is going to make it look like we're hanging up on them.
Okay.
Which we can't do. Even if, you know, you didn't close the call and everything, you still can't hit that end call button.
Okay.
All right. Do you have any questions about anything?
Yes, I got a question about the CBD, because I know I've been having a lot of trouble with the Green Ape CBD. Like, I think I texted you about this the other day. So if you change in their order, you cannot change it from monthly to just one time. It has to be monthly.
Yeah, so the only thing that you could change it to would be something that would be monthly.
Okay.
And a lower quantity. You can't make it where they don't get it every month.
Yeah.
Okay, and I had a call today. She received the Green Ape CBD, and she wanted an RMA number, but it was still saying pending on our ends. What was I supposed to do?
They have to call back once they receive it.
Okay, she had already received it. She received it today. She was trying to send it back. But it wouldn't allow me to issue her RMA. It still was showing a pending status that it hadn't even been shipped out to her.
Okay, so when that happens, get with your lead. The lead will be able to fix that for you. You can't fix it, but the lead can. So you just get with any lead, messaging team, say, hey, I need help with this. And then we can fix it for you where you can issue an RMA, okay?
Okay.
All right. So just due to, you know, the severity of the calls and then, you know, the quantity of the disconnects, I did go ahead to went ahead and put it in the system. So it's going to be under a written warning.
Okay.
Just due to the severity of it. So you're able to, do you know how?
Yeah, I know how to go to it.
Okay. All right. So when you get a chance, you know, today, or, you know, tomorrow, go ahead and, you know, log in and all that. There's a space for you to leave some comments. Again, you can either, you know, refuse to sign or you can sign it. Refusing to sign just means you don't agree with it. And then, you know, you'd put your name and date and then hit submit, okay?
Okay.
All right, was there anything else that you needed help with or anything like that?
No, that's all.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, and I will talk to you later, okay? Have a good day.
All right. Thank you.
Yep. Bye.